Welcome to the Christmas morning service. Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you're all feeling Christmassy, that's the word, Christmassy. Have any of you got any family traditions that you do at Christmas?
Yes.
Eat dinner. Eat dinner. Come to church. The reason I ask is I seen an advert the other day and it reminded me of my childhood and what we used to do. And it was an advert for Radio Times, which I didn't think they still made. But we used to get the Radio Times and the TV Times every Christmas and go through it and mark everything we wanted to watch. And then argue about, well, that clashes with that. So that reminded me of that at Christmas. I mean, now our Christmas tradition, although we didn't do it this year, we like to read a Christmas carol. Working up to Christmas, don't we, Carol?
We do.
Yes. We've read half, well, the first chapter of it. Anyway, the scripture says in Luke 2:10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ of the Lord. This will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests. Which is a good way to sing, hark the herald angels come, which we will now sing.
Thank you.
Has anyone opened any presents yet? Yes.
Good boy.
Did you get anything nice, Joyce? Lovely. Lovely. This year I gave Carol a wooden leg. It was a stocking filler. We haven't opened any of our friends. The next reading is Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 47. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." Short one. That reminds us to glorify God. And so we shall sing, "O come all ye faithful." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know today is a time of joy, for you brought your Son into the world to save us, Lord. But it is also a time to remember those less fortunate, for those that are alone or ill. And at this time, we remember Mabel, who is in hospital. May you be with her, Lord. Help her to feel your presence. Be with the doctors and nurses that are there to look after her and care for her. We also remember Margaret, who's having to stay in hospital longer than she expected. We hope and we pray that you be with her too and speed her recovery. And we pray for also all those that are in need today, Lord. As we surround ourselves with our presence and our bountiful food, let us remember those less fortunate. Amen. It's going to be a short service today, because we all want to get home to our dinner. All good stories have a beginning, and so too does ours. Although it's not really a beginning, because our story began with the creation. But at this time, it is a beginning. It's a new life brought into the world, the birth of a child born in an occupied country, born in humble origins, conceived out of wedlock. But this is no ordinary child, for he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, by the will of the God, overshadowing him. As Luke 1:35 we read, the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Also in John 1:14, it says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." This is God desiring to be close to his creation and share in the human experience. And at this moment, it is God incarnate. Not only was the child conceived by the will of God, but it was God himself who foretold his coming. The Old Testament is full of prophecies regarding Jesus. Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel." Micah 5:2, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." This is demonstrating the faithfulness of God in keeping his promises. To us they may be prophecies, but for God they are promises, for God sees the beginning and the end. There was also a purpose for this child, a reason. Matthew 1:21, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now there are two names for our newborn child, Emmanuel and Jesus. But there is no stumbling block here, for the two names complement each other beautifully. Emmanuel, meaning God with us, speaks to his identity as God incarnate, while Jesus, or Yeshua, meaning the Lord saves, highlights his purpose as Saviour. Together they reveal both who he is and what he came for. And he was given this purpose because of God's love. John 3:16, which may be a verse you don't normally hear at Christmas time. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And that is our hope and our salvation. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And amongst the many or not so many gifts that we get and receive today, the most important gift of all is the gift from God this Christmas morning, our Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas is not just about celebrating the birth of a baby, but recognizing God's incredible love and plan for our redemption. Christ was born, lived a perfect, sinless life, died on a cross, and rose again on the third day to save you and me, to redeem you and me, and reconcile you and me to God. Today we celebrate the beginning, the birth. We celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. And I've lost me a little bit of paper. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your love that you gave your Son for us. And how wonderful that you work in our lives, though we may not feel it, may not know it, may not hear it, but you are always there, no matter what. And I pray that each and every one of us goes away today with the Spirit of God inside us and rejoicing and enjoying Christmas for the meaning that it is meant for, the birth of Christ, God with us, Emmanuel. Amen. Amen. So let's celebrate. Let's sing our next song. Come and join the celebration. Just to say, God bless us all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.